Chapter 7. Joe told me he put feelers out to find someone that had information about Junior's death. He offered a 10 grand reward for any information. With that large an incentive on the street, it wasn't too long before he found a guy who said he witnessed Junior's murder. Joe called me over to the body shop to watch as he questioned him. Nick had told Joe he leaned on the guy, but he didn't change his story. Junior was roughing up a guy in the alley, and another guy showed up a few seconds later. The new guy asked him, "Are you Junior Spagnoli?" He answered, "Yeah, so what?" And the guy shot him. The man paused his narrative for a swallow of water and continued, "I didn't get a good look at the guy who shot him. It was dark, and I wasn't that close." "Did you get a good look at the guy Junior was beaten up?" Joe asked. "It was Jerry Kino." "Did you see where Kino was when this was happening?" "The guy made him watch." "I better find Kino. If you know him, don't tell him nothing about me wanting to see him." "Okay, Joe, no problem. Do I get the 10 grand now?" "If you had the name of the killer, I would give you 10. But you helped a lot, so here's 5 for the information." Joe gave him his dead-eye smile. "Now, forget this ever happened. Keep your mouth shut or I'll come find you." Joe sent 2 of his trusted collectors to round up Kino. They found him, playing Kino, at the Riviera as usual. Jerry was a gambling addict who owed Joe 5 grand. They brought him to Chicago Auto Body. I was there for this interrogation too, along with Nick. "So, Kino, did you happen to see Junior the day he was killed?" Joe asked.
"Yes,"
Kino said, fidgeting in his chair. "I gave him the money I owe you." "Is that so?" Joe asked, his face clouding up and his voice getting gravelly.
"Yeah, Joe, why would I lie to you?"
"To keep me from killing you."
"What? Kill me? Why?"
"'Cause you know who killed Junior. You watched him die." Joe glared at Kino, daring him to lie.
"What makes you think that?"
Kino asked, panic in his eyes. "I have a witness who saw Junior start to rough you up and didn't get cornered by a guy who shot him." "My witness says that guy made you watch," Joe declared as he searched Kino's face for a reaction. He saw it. He'd played poker with Kino and knew his tell, a small twitch in his right eye. "You're lying, Jerry! I can always tell when you lie!" Joe rolled up his sleeves.
"I'm not lying, Joe! I swear on my kids!"
"Don't mention your kids again or I'll kill them too!" Joe retrieved his bat from under his desk and closed the distance between him and Kino as Nick held Kino in his chair.
"Who killed Junior?" he asked.
"I don't know."
"Wrong answer. Now you get a permanent limp," Joe said calmly and slammed the bat into Kino's left knee, destroying his kneecap. He howled in pain.
"That's just a taste of what's coming, Jerry," Joe said.
Kino, his eyes glazed in agony, blubbered.
"Okay, I'll tell you what I know,"
he started sobbing. Joe swung the bat in the air. "I'm waiting."
"It was Ricky Santucci."
"Who the fuck is that?"
"A mob guy from New York. Junior had roughed up his uncle, Sammy Cardillo. You remember Sammy the Slouch? He owed you like I do. Well, Sammy died after that beating. Ricky said he'd kill me if I told you. Now I'll have to leave town."
"That won't be necessary, old friend," Joe said as Nick slipped a garrote around Kino's neck and strangled him. I watched as Nick dragged Kino's limp form to his car and put him in the trunk. I was a silent witness to the questioning and thought Kino got what he deserved. I wasn't violent, but he should have told Joe what he knew.